1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now as concerning food offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge produces arrogance, but love edifies. So if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves Elohim, this one is known by him. So concerning the eating of foods that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other Elohim but one. For there are those who are called Elohims, whether in heaven or in earth, as there are many Elohims and many masters. But for us there is but one Elohim, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist. And there is one Master Yeshua the Messiah, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. However, not everyone has this knowledge. Some, being accustomed to the idol until now, eat the food as a thing offered to an idol. So their weak conscience is defiled. But food does not commend us to Elohim. Neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if anyone sees you, who have knowledge, eating in the idol's temple, shall the conscience of him, who is weak, not be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And by your knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom the Messiah died? When you thus sin against the brothers, wounding their weak conscience, you sin against the Messiah. Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I cause my brother to stumble.